I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Will Caltrans open State Route 120 West at Lee Vining from its winter closure yesterday? This follows weeks of snow removal by Caltrans maintenance crews from Lee Vining and District 9 on State Route 120 West. Maintenance teams encountered snow as deep as 15 feet on the highway, along with downed trees and debris as they worked toward the eastern entrance of Yosemite National Park. With State Route 120 West now open to vehicular traffic, three Caltrans District 9 highways remain in winter closure. That'd be State Route 203 at Mammoth Mountain, State Route 168 West at Aspendale, and State Route 108 Sonora Pass. Now, Lee Vining maintenance crews will continue to perform rock work along State Route 120 West. Drivers may encounter delays while the work is happening. The eastern entrance to Yosemite National Park, Tioga Pass, and Tioga Road do remain closed, though. Mammoth Lakes Tourism yesterday announced the appointment of Brian Wright as its new president and chief executive officer, marking an exciting new chapter for the organization and the Mammoth Lakes community. His selection reflects a thoughtful and focused effort to identify the right leader for the future of Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Led by an ad hoc committee, the board of directors, the search process drew on local perspectives across lodging, dining, and the broader tourism industry to establish a nationwide search built on industry benchmarks to ensure strong, forward-looking leadership for the organization and the Mammoth Lakes community. Wright's appointment follows the departure of former president and CEO John Erte and reflects a deliberate effort to ensure leadership aligned with the organization's long-term vision and the needs of the local community. After a comprehensive search process, we were blown away by the level of talent and interest in promoting and protecting Mammoth Lake, said Pat Foster, chairman of the board of directors. Brian not only checked every box, but exceeded our expectations. His strategic vision, industry relationships, global perspective, local understanding, and genuine enthusiasm for the role set him apart. We have full confidence in his leadership and are excited for what is ahead for Mammoth Lake's tourism and our community. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill yesterday celebrated the advancement of her Rural Roads and Small Business Protection Act out of the Senate Transportation Committee. The three-bill package delivers real relief to rural communities in Senate District 4 by strengthening project notification, securing a critical emergency corridor, and improving transparency on mountain pass openings. These bills are about respect for the people who keep rural California moving, said Senator Alvarado Gill. Small businesses, families, and first responders in our counties shouldn't have to guess when a road will close or when a mountain pass will reopen. Today's committee vote means we're cutting red tape, protecting local economies, and giving our communities the heads up they deserve. For a list of the packages, which would be SB 1293, Rural Resident and Business Project Notification, SB 1334, County Route J59, State Highway Reclassification, and more importantly for us, would be SB 1382, Mountain Pass Opening, go to our website and find this press release for more information at sierrawave.net. You can also find more information on the article that I just read to you about Mammoth Lakes Tourism announces their new chief executive officer as well. Please note there's a date change for the Northern Inyo Airport Advisory Committee in Bishop. It will conduct its quarterly meeting on Wednesday, May 6th at 5 p.m. at the Bishop Airport Terminal Building. Please contact Ashley Helms for more information, 760-878-0200. And watch out, it's going to be a little bit windy today, minor winds in our area. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. For 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about those people, Aaron Dews and Naomi Hart Johnson share with us about the upcoming Downtown Spring Art Walk. That video is available up on Facebook, Instagram, as well as X. And then we also had Nikki Ray Hart She shares about a fun event that will be taking place on May 16th. That's a part of the Inyo County Adult Education. It's a great fundraiser that'll make your taste buds super happy, plus fun and games. Thanks for listening.